Hello, this is Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to The Nutrition Diva, quick and dirty tips for eating well and feeling fabulous. We want to learn more about you. We're conducting a listener survey to find out what you're interested in, what you like and don't like about the Quick and Dirty Tips podcasts. If you have a few moments, visit quickanddirtytips.com and click on the listener survey button in the left column. And thanks in advance to all of you who take a few minutes to let us know what you think. Also, did you know that you can get a free trial membership and a free audiobook by signing up for Audible at audiblepodcast.com/diva? It's a great deal for Nutrition Diva listeners from our sponsor. If you're like me, everything you need for work is on your computer. So if you want to work from another location, you've got to copy files to a flash drive or email documents to yourself or schlep your laptop everywhere you go. What a hassle. You can use GoToMyPC to remotely access your computer from any other computer. All you need is an internet connection, and you can use any program, work on any file, check your email, even access your network resources. It's easy to set up and use, and it's secure as online banking. Our listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited remote access for free. For this special offer, visit www.gotomypc.com/podcast. That's gotomypc.com/podcast for a free trial. Okay, I'd like to see a show of hands. How many of you take Pepcid, Prilosec, Prevacid, or another acid-blocking medication on a regular basis? Right, I see a lot of hands, and that's not surprising. Acid-reducing or blocking medications are among the most commonly prescribed drugs and also among the most popular over-the-counter medications. They're usually used to treat the symptoms of GERD, which stands for gastroesophageal reflux disease, more commonly known as reflux or even just plain old heartburn. Reflux is when stomach acid backs up into the esophagus or the throat, and it can cause chest pain, burping, a sore throat, asthma, coughs, bad breath, and other unpleasant symptoms. Reflux is a really big deal among singers because it can make your voice hoarse. And there's an even scarier possibility. Chronic reflux can increase your risk of esophageal cancer. So it's no wonder that doctors are so quick to prescribe acid-blocking medications when their patients report heartburn. These drugs are usually pretty effective at reducing reflux symptoms. Of course, if you stop taking them, the symptoms tend to come back. So many people and their doctors have simply accepted that the medications will need to be taken indefinitely. Well, I'm not sure that's such a good idea. Shutting down acid production might reduce your reflux symptoms, but your body produces stomach acid for a reason. It helps you digest your food, particularly proteins. It kills harmful bacteria that might otherwise cause food poisoning. It also helps dissolve the chemical bonds that allow your body to absorb calcium, iron, and vitamin B12. Now, we're getting to the point now where a significant portion of the population has been taking acid blockers for several years, and we're starting to see some negative consequences, like upticks in B12 deficiency, diarrhea caused by foodborne pathogens, and hip fractures among people that are taking these drugs. But if people have too much stomach acid, what are we supposed to do? Well, that's just it. The real problem in reflux is not that you have too much stomach acid. It's that you have stomach acid in the wrong place, because having acid in your stomach doesn't cause reflux symptoms. Maybe what we need to focus on isn't reducing stomach acid, but keeping it in the stomach where it belongs. And that's usually the job of the lower esophageal sphincter, or the LES. This ring of muscle sits at the juncture of the esophagus and the stomach, and it's supposed to allow food to pass from the esophagus into your stomach, but prevent stomach acid from going in the opposite direction. Now, here's something that might surprise you. When you have more acid in your stomach, it causes your LES to close more tightly. And when there's less stomach acid, the LES tends to relax. Now just think about that for a minute. Reflux is treated with drugs that reduce stomach acid. Not to pile it on, but let me also point out that GERD becomes more common with age. And you know what else happens as we get older? Stomach acid production tends to decline. There was a fascinating study back in the 1960s that found that giving elderly people hydrochloric acid in capsule form actually reduced their heartburn symptoms. And today, we do exactly the opposite. I'm just not so sure that treating GERD with drugs that suppress acid production really makes sense, at least not until you've exhausted all the other alternatives and medication is really the only way that you can protect the esophagus. The truth is, a lot of reflux symptoms can be controlled with lifestyle modifications. Now, if you struggle with GERD, you may feel like you've heard all this before, And there is a lot of advice out there, in particular, long lists of foods that you need to avoid. Chocolate, sweets, coffee, alcohol, greasy foods, spicy foods, tomato sauce, citrus fruits, and peppermint, for example, are all thought to be bad for reflux sufferers. But when you look at the scientific evidence, it turns out that telling people to avoid all these foods doesn't seem to improve symptoms in most people. I think you really need to figure out by trial and error which foods, if any, cause problems for you and avoid them. But here are some other tips that have more evidence to back them up. Number one, lose weight if you need to. If you're overweight, shedding excess pounds is the most effective way to control GERD symptoms. Number two, work with your LES and not against it. Overfilling your stomach, wearing tight clothing, lying down after eating, or exercising on a full stomach are all habits that can put pressure on the LES and cause it to fail. Eat moderately sized meals and don't eat for at least 2 hours before bedtime. A brisk walk after dinner is fine, but wait until your stomach is empty before more vigorous exercise. And lastly, minimize your use of acid-blocking medications. Look, advertisers are trying to convince you that you can overindulge in heartburn-triggering foods without paying the price. All you need to do is load up on antacids an hour beforehand and have another handful at the ready to put out the fire afterwards. But as I just said, suppressing stomach acid can have a lot of potential downsides. I think you're better off avoiding the foods and the habits that give you heartburn and keep your use of acid blockers to an absolute minimum. If you're being treated for reflux, of course, chat with your doctor before making any changes, but feel free to share the information and the research I've talked about here. I want to thank Audible again for sponsoring today's episode. If you enjoy listening to podcasts like mine, you'd probably really like listening to audiobooks as well. Visit audiblepodcast.com/diva to get a free 2-week trial and a free audiobook that you keep forever. I chose Randy Pausch's last lecture for my free book a year or so ago, and I just recently went back to listen to it again. It's a really great book. Check it out at audiblepodcast.com/diva. You'll find a transcript of today's show, along with links to some of the research I reviewed at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. And you can post your comments and your questions on the website or stop by my Nutrition Diva Facebook page. I'm also on Twitter, and I always love hearing from you. Have a great day and eat something good for me.